Everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It's I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and front man. No, I'm not getting sick, but I am balls to the wall tired right now. I'm just plain exhausted. But as you can see from the title of this episode, this is basically the first of several conversations we managed to get at the Main Street Waynesboro Comic Con this past April the 10th, and again, as you can see from the title, it's our conversation we had with the fine folks at EPG Films, or Equinox Production Group, and the people that we spoke to were Corey Coulter and David Lance, and they talked to us in regards to their movie that's currently in production called Mortician, and that's what they were there at this event to do, was to kind of raise awareness about their Indiegogo campaign and to promote themselves and sell some of the movies that they managed to do so far, which we got through. We still have to watch these movies. We've been kind of shake this con crud and everything else, and so, but we will get a chance to watch those movies. But I want to say this before we begin and get into this interview and this discussion. First off, like I said, they talked about their Indiegogo campaign. The link to that Indiegogo campaign plus their EPG film links will all be in the description down below. Please donate to this film, because the more they get to raise in regards to this, the better the polish. Plus, you get a lot of cool stuff just by donating, like movie signed posters and DVDs and movie props. Sometimes you could get an IMDb credit. I know some people don't really like that aspect of you, that you're in essence buying an IMDb credit. But still, man, you know, donate. You don't even have to go for some of the perks. Donating $5 or $10 goes a long way in regards to helping movies like this get made and have extra polish. So please, please donate often. Donate as much as you can. I know Indiegogo lets you donate $1 if that's all you could afford. And I'm sure they'll be more than grateful for that. So follow the link. Donate what you can. And the other thing I wanted to tell you all of you about is that it sounds like I'm really close to the mic, like it's like this close, but I do apologize for that. It's just that I'm trying to learn this new piece of equipment and to use it correctly. And the thing about the new piece of equipment, it's like it's not just a camera, it's like a mini mixer. As a part of it, so it's kind of hard for me to adjust it. There's some environments where it picks up sound like from a mile away, so to speak, and other times it, in the same distance, it's like very quiet. So I have to really try to figure things out, when to really jack the sound, when to not jack the sound. So please bear with me in regards to it, but you're able to hear the conversation. That's the point. You don't have to lower the volume or increase the volume. I didn't have to boost anything, but I just wanted to let you all know that. That way you're forewarned in regards to it. It was a wonderful conversation. I hope you enjoy the conversation. So I'm going to step back and allow this interview to take place. So, here we go. Sorry, folks, very confusing. I'm using two mics today, and it's very confusing which one I should use. So, I'm trying to, we're working new with new equipment, or I say older equipment, but new to the show. So, therefore, you're able to catch better audio, unlike last time. So, we are at the Main Street Waynesboro Comic Con again, speaking with
EPG Films with Corey and David once again.
Yes.
And I don't think last time we spoke about Mortician, which is your new project, but we spoke about other things.
Yes.
Very good interview. Folks at home, it's the audio with a little bit of our put together videos on our YouTube channel, and plus it can be downloaded on our usual outlets. You're free to go back in time and download it on your favorite catcher of choice or visit on our main webpage. So, what can you guys tell us about Mortician?
Sure. Davey, do you want to introduce yourself first?
Yeah, well, I'm Davey Lance, if you don't know me by now, and I'm here with
Corey Coulter.
We both are directors of this film and producers, and I also act in the film.
Mr. Michael.
Yeah, I play Michael. But no, it's a good original story, and it's pretty much a mortician and his assistant who lose their funeral home and take things to a darker side.
Okay, I know there was that one. I'm not knocking you guys at all. Last thing I saw circling the mortician motif was a couple years ago with I forget his name. He was pretty much the Mac guy. He was in essence the Mac guy from the Mac versus PC commercials, and plus I think you know what I'm talking about. Dark hair, scrawny looking. He's been in a couple of Kevin Smith movies and
Scott Schiaffo.
I think that's who his name is. Plus he was in
Darkest Waits.
The college movie when it was like Shitheads at Southampton Institute for Technology. You know what I'm talking about now?
Terrible.
Pretty much he played a ghost and a mortician.
Okay.
It was this weird twist on the mortician was able to see dead people
yeah.
And kind of tried to.
Are you talking about the mortician with Method Man?
No.
I don't think it had Method Man in it.
No. Not that one. It's probably an older one.
It was from maybe the late 90s, early 2000s.
See, that's what we do right there, Chris. We research. We research and make sure that there's nothing like this out there.
Yeah. There's very few.
That's the best part. You know, the mortician is about the mortician and his storyline. And you have a couple other leads in there
It's actually not the mortician.
Oh, excuse
it's
me.
Mortician.
Mortician, yes.
And it's... When
I use it as an acronym.
Yeah. So
but anyway.
Okay, so the storyline's all original.
Yes.
There's nothing like this out there. There's not even insights that you can possibly compare to other films.
Yeah.
The nice thing about the originality, and this is exclusive to who all is listening, we have been reached out by Shockfest Film Festival, and they are recommending us to submit our film for review and judge to possibly represent Shockfest in Las Vegas.
That's good for you guys, isn't it?
It's fantastic because last year's award winners included Rob Zombie, Zach Bagans, Wallace. I mean,
so even you guys getting that foot in the door is something for you guys.
Yes.
It's very huge, especially because we're an independent production company based out of Thurmont, Maryland, and Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. So it's like getting recognized by people all over. It's
just
it gives me goosebumps even talking about
of this film.
And
when we represent originality, our composer, Alfie Alvarez, is based out in New Jersey. Original score he's going to be putting to this, and he's been working his butt off since we brought him on and coming up with stuff. We recently just added Bass Bandicoot. If I pronounce that, that's right. But Randy Nicholas. Who travels and he's local in Frederick.
He's going to be
composing. I know him since high school. He's going to be doing two or three original songs with lyrics for the film. So everything's original with this.
Everything.
The reason why I don't want to dredge on the fact of Mortician, but what I'm getting at in regards to that is that you don't see many films circling around the mortician aspect or
true.
Where you have it's a slasher type of ordeal or this that
yep.
The other thing, you don't see many stories involving eccentric mortician story.
Very true. Exactly. So. Very true. And that's the best part. And you just nailed it right there. Yeah, you just nailed it right there.
I mean, there's slasher material in it, but the thing
thriller,
is, like,
it's a drama. You got it all. Up
it's
in
a
there.
Beginning of a serial killer.
It's a beginning right. of a serial
a
killer.
Team of serial killers, because you have Mortician and you have his assistant Cyrus, who's like the little devil on his shoulder that doesn't talk.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, it's the building of a serial killer in the making.
And that's the fun part, right
and
there.
Agent Stark is our hero character who, because of the tragedy that he goes through with Mortician, you know, he creates this manhunt to go after him for a vendetta, in a sense.
What I like about it is all the characters, they're pretty much all connected.
They are.
And
it all comes together.
In some form or way, they're all connected.
The best part.
And yeah, you just gotta watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know, so we're in production right now. We're hoping. Goal lines as far as everything getting footage done by July.
By July,
and then you know, then you got the post production coming up. So then, after post production, hopefully getting it showcased
as early as September.
Yep.
The latest would be
November,
like early November, because with Shockfest, the final deadline is November 25th, and
so
we plan on hitting that.
We definitely have deadlines, and it falls in line with our deadlines. That's the best part.
Exactly.
So that you can't go wrong.
That leads
that.
Me to ask. One, how does, you know, the current situation that we are in circle with everything? And plus, you guys are funding this through, as of this recording, Indiegogo.
Yes.
How does that all fit into everything?
Do you want to answer first?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, with the Indiegogo, the perks are there. We have awesome perks from t-shirts, pre-order DVDs, which is our featured perk of the week, which is a big thing, because if anything happens in the future with distribution,
you know,
we want to make sure that the people that contribute and help fund this film get their perk.
Yes.
And this is the way to do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, right now we have autographed scripts still available.
Posters.
We've been putting up props, so there are going to be times where we'll be adding props to the Indiegogo campaign that you can claim. Those are usually first come, first serve.
And of course, you don't get them until after we're done filming.
True.
You know, so
anything that is claimed on Indiegogo will be sent out by November.
Yes.
Even
absolutely.
I'm friends with both of you on Facebook. I'm sure you saw my post, like. Because I've recently getting caught up with what happened with me last year, and having, you know, increased pay this time around, I was like, I can finally contribute to a lot of Indiegogos, and
wonderful.
My friends that are like yourselves have campaigns and doing the whole independent filmmaker circuit.
Yeah.
Like, oh look, I don't have room in this house for a poster. Oh look, signed poster. Son of a.
It got me again.
Yep. But,
well, that's the best part.
I don't mind supporting.
Any support helps, and we appreciate it all. Even just sharing, liking, telling people, you know, about what we're doing.
Yeah, we're all over social media. I mean,
yeah.
We're definitely getting eyes on us, which
absolutely.
Is amazing, and we're very thankful and grateful for that.
Yeah, we appreciate
that's what
it all.
I told, I know he's not associated with EPG, but David Kerr, when I contributed to his last campaign, which ended last year, it's like I didn't care whether or not I got the signed poster. I'm happy to finally have gotten it. It was more so, is the production going on?
Exactly.
Is it being completed?
Yeah.
That's what I was more worried about, because as I told him, it's like I got a porch pirate problem. It's like, but I'm grateful to have gotten. It's like I got a porch pirate problem. I was worried. Did it come? Why is it not here yet?
Yeah.
It's not with like you guys or with him. It was just that when it finally came in the mail, it's like, I know what this is.
Yay!
Yeah.
Giddy and happy. And
it came with one extra signature on it that I wasn't, you know, expecting. But I was like,
that's cool.
All right, cool. But
that's bonus.
It's bonus. It was more so, is it being made?
Right. Exactly.
That seems to be.
And that's the main.
That has, and I know where you're kind of going with that with certain.
Some campaigns don't get done.
This is not going to get done.
Regardless of anything, we are going to make this film
the
happen.
The nice thing with this is our film shoots are so
small.
Small.
It's a small cast.
You don't have a lot of actors involved in one scene.
Yes.
So there's like when Tops, like
five.
We have five
yeah.
actors on camera in one, like multiple scenes. Other than that, they're not, it's like two
yeah.
people here, two people there.
So yeah.
the crew is small as well.
Yeah. So we are taking
precautions.
So we are taking
precautions
yes.
for that.
So for a lot of times, for a production company such as yourself, mm-hmm. even with the current situation going on, mm-hmm. it still fits within what you guys do because of small knit, you can social distance. It
exactly.
doesn't. It's
yes.
not really
yeah.
like a big budget film. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
no,
it, but,
no, no,
but it's
fine.
More like you don't have an additional 130 people
exactly.
on set.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you can do it, it's like, hey, we could bring
do
in
everything
two people.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Myself. We could bring in three people now, and like
yeah.
tomorrow
yeah.
we could bring in the other two people.
Sure.
From
yeah.
there.
Sure.
So
oh, yeah.
absolutely.
Oh yeah.
And
I mean, the nice thing is with Gus and Hillary, they got their RVs, so
yeah.
it's like that social distance part of if you're not on set. Hang out with our
yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and
that helps out.
Well, we've all previously have been around each other for, gosh, how long? For months?
Months.
Almost a year?
Yeah.
You know? So, we know. And if you don't feel good, don't come up on set.
Yeah.
That's all,
and
you
that's
know,
nice
that's
thing.
All I'm asking.
Our special effects guy is an actual doctor.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We
shout out to Craig Stirk.
So, we definitely
yes.
need
safety. Don't worry. I got my shot.
That's okay. That's okay. Congrats on the vax. But yeah, so we definitely take every precaution. I always have hand sanitizer on me. So
oh, yeah.
I'll sanitize you down if I have to.
Or you can go with the whole Return of the Living Dead aspect. We got Lysol.
There you go. We do.
Yes.
I love it.
Who don't know, watch it. There's a candle. It wasn't a. For those who don't know, it wasn't a product placement. They just picked up a can of Lysol, and when Lysol found out about it,
oh.
they were like, they weren't mad.
They loved
they,
it.
They were like, oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's
they were,
so
they were
cool.
Like,
you
we love
know.
That.
You never
we
know.
There was like, we didn't authorize this, but we still love it nonetheless. You know, go run.
Well, speaking of product placement, so what's another interesting part about Mortician, and I'm going to give a little bit away, not too much, but...
Show exclusive, folks. Show yeah. exclusive.
Cyrus has this obsession with baby dolls, and he loves his baby dolls very much. And again, he doesn't speak in the film, so his obsession with baby dolls and his other people's obsession with baby dolls is really, really funny. So, like, that kind of market right there, like, with the baby dolls, I've been hunting baby dolls everywhere.
Yeah, because we keep getting people like, oh, God.
What about the baby dolls?
The baby dolls?
Like, why is there a baby doll on them? It's, like, soon to be find out. But that is a secret obsession of Cyrus's. So,
yes.
More to be seen in the,
so
in
that,
the movie
could
as
there
well.
Be a secret baby doll in future upcoming EPG films? Like, baby dolls just
I mean,
random show
know?
Up?
Honestly, Easter eggs happen all the time, so keep an eye out on Easter eggs.
And folks
eggs.
Like that, let me just say, that's one of the things that a lot of, again, no hard feelings to EPG. For those who are big-time John Johnson Dark Stone fans,
yep.
he puts a ketchup bottle in everything, and
yep.
fans just want to, they'll watch his films 5-10 times.
It's a thing.
It's just to watch for the hint. Sometimes it's blatantly obvious on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
Other times it's just... Where is it gonna? You know, where's the kitchen?
You gotta look
where's
in the background or
background.
Something,
that's
or
like, you know, with
you
Easter
know.
Eggs. Easter eggs is one of my favorite things. With
I agree.
You know, I'm sitting there watching Aquaman, and next thing you know, Annabelle's in the damn ocean.
Right.
And it's because the director of the film also created Annabelle.
Yep.
And that
yep.
was his Easter egg. So, you know, Mortician does have a big Easter egg. We're not giving it away, but there is a character Easter egg in
true.
Mortician.
Very true.
So just...
I'm not giving that out
We're
yet.
Not giving that out
I can't
out
give
yet,
you all that.
I'm telling you, y'all going to like it.
But keep an eye out for the baby dolls.
Yeah, baby dolls. Definitely the baby dolls. There's going to be a lot of them.
A
some
lot
of them
baby
might
dolls.
Not have heads.
So, some of them might not have bodies, yeah.
So going to be a lot of overabundance of baby dolls. So Not that I want to end this early, but I do wish, you know, y'all the luck with this,
thank
especially
you, Chris,
with you,
so
Corey,
much.
Being,
appreciate
you,
it.
What you don't, for, a lot of folks out there don't know or realize is that the female director aspect of things is, you don't hear, you don't, Oh, sure. As soon as I mention it, somebody has to rev their engine.
Of course. But, well, they're looking at me, darling.
You don't hear about a lot of female directors. Or, well, you do, but not so much in the indie market.
Not so much, yeah.
But,
you're right,
you know,
on that.
It's, I think a few years ago, Miss Rossi posted up something. It's like, yeah, they're there. They're out there, but they're bartenders. They're waitressing. They're, but they're not.
They're not, you know, putting themselves out there.
There.
Yeah.
Right? You're doing that with EPG. And
absolutely.
Mad props to you.
Thank you.
I've known you.
Thank you.
I'm familiar with a morbid moment.
Morbid moment. Right. We still got that going on.
And through Patreon now?
No, we're not on Patreon anymore.
Okay.
Well, we've been very occupied, of course, with everything
course.
Else going on. So, but hitting back on that note, I mean, and I want to see more women coming up, girls, whoever, get the experience out there. You don't have to be a hairstylist or, you know, do makeup, you know, that's so stereotypical. So step up in this genre, be a PA, get that experience and start moving your way up. And that's exactly what I did. I moved my way up, you know, and that's what I had to do, unfortunately. But the experience is everything. Go out and get it. And if that you're interested in doing it, do it.
Let me just say,
whether you're a girl
I've always
or not.
Promoted this documentary. I think it's called From Kung Fu Kicks to Iron Fists. It's a documentary.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful documentary about the upcoming, I want to say, the rise of Kung Fu, the popularity of Kung Fu movies.
Yes.
And one of the things that they talk about, which could say parallel with what you're talking about, is the aspect of YouTube and how all these filmmakers are kind of leaning on YouTube a little bit, or the upcoming leaning on YouTube as to a way of honing their craft and honing how they do, because it's almost a direct line with an audience.
Yeah.
And to kind of use YouTube.
Yeah.
Test things out. Do shorts. Do 5 minutes. Do 15 minutes.
Get out there.
Get out there. That way.
Yeah. Good point.
And who
knows? Very good point.
In the future, you guys could probably come work with us.
That's
right. And be a director.
Yeah.
Female, male.
Right.
You know, whatever. You know? Yeah. As far as it's been really enlightening and. I love it. I love what we do.
Well,
you know,
awesome.
I'm in love with it, I should
being,
say.
You know,
it's one of my passions.
And that's the other thing, too, you don't get much of, is a male-female combination
of
directing.
That's another thing I wanted to hit on.
And it's like, holy crap, like,
there's
not just one person directing this. There's two.
There's two.
And it's the opposite sex.
Of each other.
Of each other.
Yeah.
Directing a film.
That's
and
pretty
that's
hot.
That's what I think is going to make this movie even
I
better.
Think that's hot, personally, yeah. Because you do get that aspect. And Davey hit it in one of the interviews, you know. He's, let's say it's light and day, you know, it's pretty much light and day on that, but we communicate so well together, we just work so well together that it's gonna work.
It's gonna show.
All around.
It's gonna show.
He may see something that I may not see. I may see something that you may not see.
Yep.
You know, it's that factor where we twist it all together and make it morbid and fun.
The thing is, Dave was here for a little while ago. I got the chance to do something I didn't get a chance to do last time around. I bought
all
three movies off your rack.
And a keychain.
Yeah.
And a keychain.
I have a keychain. and all the movies.
Which I didn't get a chance. I will
thank
be
you,
able
thank
chance
you,
to
chance
to. I'm not sure which order to watch them first, but I will be watching
however
them.
However you want, baby.
Yeah. definitely watch Bottom Creek before Ungulate, because there is an Easter egg in Ungulate from Bottom Creek.
Okay.
So definitely watch it that way. But Jack, you can watch before any of them if you want.
And
did you, Corey, did you direct one of those?
I did. I directed Jack Tarmite, and I was assistant director in The Ungulate as well. So Davey and I, we do have the experience together on that. So, but Jack Tarmite was my first baby.
That'll give me a chance to see your style as well as your style.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying that way I can, when the movie Mortician finally comes out and do get a chance to see it, I'll be able to say, okay, I could see that. Sometimes you're able to, some people who notice the aspect of, okay, there's two directors on this, I could see that one person's style and another person's style.
Exactly.
And see if it meshes, and sometimes
and
it doesn't.
I will say, don't judge us on those past ones.
And I was going to say that, too.
We have evolved.
We've evolved
greatly. Let me put it like this. When Dave first came, David Kerr first came on my show, he recommended one of his works to me. I found it. I rented it. I think it was like through either Vudu or Amazon, one of the two. And I was like, Dave, I rented this movie. He was like, oh, dear God, you didn't. I'm like, yeah. He's like, but that was my first movie ever. Why?
Aww.
And I spoke to him about it, and it's like, because...
because you want to see the growth, you know?
Not just the growth, it was the one I was able to get, and it's like, as from my standpoint, when I had John Johnson on my show, it was just when I got off watching The Jester, and one of the things I did, which became a tradition, is like, I want to watch this movie, and when I have this person on, I want to talk about it and review it to their face, give them a chance directly to defend themselves, whether I like it or hate it. It'll give the audience a more of a context.
Exactly.
For those playing at home, take a drink. But,
I love that. But no,
more
you're
of a
right.
Context,
you're right. Yes. Do your research. You do your research. So, and that's what your job's all about.
I know.
As well,
so. I have to have Tony, one of the guys that's part of my on my friends list on Facebook. He has yet to be on the show. I missed the appointment to have him on. It was one of those days I was having an off day. I forgot all about it. My bad, Tony, if you're listening to this. And I watched one of his early projects that he was a part of. Mm-hmm. It was a VHS to digital transfer. It was on YouTube. It was a good movie. I liked it, but just the transfer, something was not right, and it was just like very painful to watch because of it was just the transfer.
Okay.
It was just a transfer.
Gotcha.
I'm sure you guys seen Kung Fury.
Yes.
It was more. It wasn't done as an aesthetic. It was done.
Gotcha.
It was like I have to watch this in chunks because the transfer, the age of the videotape, and everything else. It was just rough. I watched a half hour, take a break, watch another half hour.
That's okay.
But I enjoyed. It wasn't like I said. It's not. Him, it was just the digital the age of the video.
Gotcha.
And I'll say this, thanks to events like this,
yay,
events like Four State, which they're having their again, to kind of plug it, depending on when you listen to this, September 18th and 19th, I think it is. Either way, search Four State Comic Con on Facebook and on the internet, and I'm sure you'll get the dates of their upcoming, whatever it might be, whenever you're listening to this. Thanks to them, thanks to meeting wonderful folks like yourself, John Johnson, many years ago. He was the first independent person I've met in person. Kind of opened the door to independent productions. Like, what have I been missing out all these years? You know
who else you need to thank?
Who?
Yourself. Thank you, Long Coat Mafia.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I try to get you guys' word out. I don't know how much of a reach I have, but...
It doesn't matter. We appreciate you.
It's
we appreciate
good,
you
man.
No matter what.
Anything is everything.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, we love what you do just as much. So
let me say this, folks at home. If you're listening to this, depending on where you're listening to this or when, let the show go by because I want to give the proper props out. Follow EPG Films on Facebook. I think it's EPG Films LLC on Facebook.
It's, EPG Film Equinox Production Group LLC.
The links will be in the description of this, whether it be on our main page or on somewhere. It will be in the description. That way you're able to directly link to their Facebook and website.
Also search at Mortician Movie on Facebook too.
Yep.
We have our movie page up, and that's where you can find the Indiegogo campaign.
Absolutely.
Mainly as well as promoting EPGs. That way, just in case everything is done with, they could find out what your next projects are.
Oh, sure.
And
absolutely.
Everything else, and follow you guys on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So
our presence is there. We're always around. Any questions, need anything, give us a shout.
Yeah, send them to our show at Long Coat Mafia, and I'll be happy to pass them on
to
EPG or Corey or Dave, one or the other. And if we get enough, as always, we will make a special episode on it, and maybe we'll have Corey or David on as a special guest to answer them directly. So send in those comments and questions, folks.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I love that.
And on that note, I am going to end it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, so much.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, special thanks to Corey Coulter and David Lance. I hope you enjoyed the interview that we got from them and the information that they gave. I personally, I forgot about to let you know that this was an outside interview, not an inside interview. I know it just sounds rough, but I hope you managed to make out a lot of the details on what Corey and Davey stated. It was just a wonderful conversation. I hope to have them on through Skype or at a more closed-in location so all of you could hear them better. Maybe the next time we speak to them, it'll be in an environment such as like maybe a four-state environment or something along those lines where the interview would be a much better interview. It wouldn't be so rough and hearing trucks and cars having to rev their engines for no apparent reason other than to show off or to kind of ruin film audio or other things being done. But as stated in this interview, that there were some great exclusives that Corey and Davey gave to the show. And as also stated, if you send in questions, comments, or anything else pertaining to EPG films or any the upcoming Mortician film that they're currently working on, please let us know in the pinned comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, or send us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. And if we get them, as stated in our interview, if we get a lot of these questions, comments, and other, we will have Corey and Davey back in, either both together or separately. That way they could really answer these questions themselves. I would love to see that happen. So please leave a comment down below in the comment section or send us that email at Long Coat Mafia. Or let me put it like this. Again, if you go to our Facebook page, links are all the links, all the EPG stuff, all the there, even for the social media for Mortician, the Indiegogo campaign. It should, if depending on when you listen to this, if you listen to this a year out, that Indiegogo might not be there, but depending on when you the Indiegogo will be there. But I'll still put it like this. If you send us go to our Facebook page. Again, links are in the show description on our website. But let me just say, if you're on Facebook, search up The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Or if you're on your desktop, laptop, computer, it is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. And this episode or any episode that the pinned post at the top of the page, leave a comment saying with your questions and comments in regards to EPG films and what you just heard, and we'll put all those comments together and we'll contact Corey and we'll contact Davey and say, hey, we got a whole mess of questions, comments for you guys to talk about and everything else. That way they could answer them directly and it'll be much better audio and everything else. And that stuff that you all could use to generate content. I welcome it. They were excited for something like that. I want to see it happen. Do it. Come on. Let's beat those algorithms and, you know, leave those comments. Or if you want, if you have an Instagram, send those comments via a direct message on Instagram. Our handle on Instagram is Long Coat Mafia, or reply to our tweet, pinned tweet on Twitter. Our handle on Twitter is Long Coat Mafia, and let us know there, and we'll gather everything up, and once all that, we'll schedule time with Corey and Davey and see if questions can be answered and comments replied to. So I want to see this happen. Let's see what else in regards to social media. We do have at least one video going up. We didn't get any video. We got one video, if not two videos. They're both YouTube exclusives. You just have to go to Facebook. You have to go to YouTube and search for The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. We are the only channel that comes up. And trust me, for those of you out there that think that, well, your channel comes up because you're logged into with Google. No, I know this for a fact because guess what, people? I go to a place where I'm not logged in. None of my information is saved. So, how about them apples, huh? So, go to YouTube, search for the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. While there, please hit that subscribe button. And if you liked any of the videos that are on the channel, please react to those videos because it does help us with the algorithms on Facebook. Liking and subscribing on Facebook, that does help us with algorithms there, but also with YouTube. And plus, we are on the road with trying to get 100 subscribers so we can have that custom URL finally. So we don't have to tell all of you out there to search for the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. And we could actually give you a die-hard URL. So please hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. We have been posting a lot of videos to YouTube this year. So please help us out by doing that, and that way you could see what we're doing and see a lot of the videos and everything else. There might be live streams and everything else happening on that channel, so you want to hit that subscribe button as well as hitting that like button on our Facebook page. Let's see what else. As for the show, finding the show, if you're want to listen to us on the go, but before listening to us on the go or anything like that, did you know we have a website? That's right. It is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. That's right. It is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. The word "the" is part of it. It's all one. The Long Coat Mafia is all one word. And on our website, you can find all our episodes going all the way back to the beginning. You could stream on the website. You could download them and listen to them on whatever player of choice that you like to use. Just that if you're listening to on a mobile device, you're going to need the free Podbean app. And you're able, using the Podbean app, commenting, liking, and also subscribing. So that, and you don't have to worry about a program like Spotify or like that screwing up on you, and therefore you're able to get everything in your inbox and ready to go. But that being said, if you're like to listen to on a desktop or laptop computer and you don't want to go through our website, you're more than welcome to use iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Pandora, Amazon Music. But if you're always on the move, the usual places are also available to you, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Pandora, Amazon Music, and Audible, apparently. But loads of places to get our show. So, and we do ask you, if there's a chance to review us, please review us, leave us a comment and with it as well, because that helps us with the algorithms. It helps us in standings. It didn't at one point, now it does, apparently, I think. But please rate us, review us. It does help us out. It helps other listeners come see our show. It gives them a chance to say, hey, we want to check these guys out. So please do so. Keeping it short this week. I'll see you all next week. Next week we'll start our panel episodes. We're trying to get a lot of content for all of you over the next couple of weeks. So while we're dropping these convention episodes. So stay tuned. There's a lot of content coming your way. I know it sounds like I'm getting sick again. Trust me, I'm not getting sick. It's just been a rough week. I'm tired. I'm thirsty. I'm just trying to take care of a lot of things that are going on. It's just stress. I'm I'm not getting sick. Trust me, I'm not getting sick. I know that was famous last words, but still, I digress. I'm doing fine. I have a lot of people keeping an eye out on me, so that's beside the point. There's a lot of things going down, so a lot of irons in the fire. So please, you want to stay tuned to this show. Stay tuned to our social media because a lot of things are going on and a lot of things that you might enjoy. So take care, everyone. Stay tuned. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Hit that follow button. Come on, folks. Let's show a lot of these big tech companies that like to keep the little guys like us down that we are a force to be reckoned with. We are the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. And I'll see you all next week, ladies and gentlemen.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.